House Bill 585 would make it a misdemeanor for people who have been convicted of domestic violence within the past 2 years to buy or possess a firearm. Federally, it is illegal for people convicted of domestic violence to own a firearm, but Idaho State Representative Melissa Wintrow, who introduced the bill, says the state doesn't have a way of enforcing that ban. The Boise Democrats say women are 5 times more likely to be killed when a gun is present in a domestic violence situation. She says enforcement of a federal law provides good evidence that a similar law in Idaho would protect families.
We see an 11% reduction in intimate partner homicide perpetrated with firearms. We see a 17% reduction in intimate partner homicides of women perpetrated by firearms. And the most significant, we see a 31% decrease in homicides of male children.
The bill is currently in the Idaho House Judiciary and Rules Committee. Similar measures have been passed in 28 other states and the District of Columbia. In a bipartisan effort by lawmakers, Utah became one of these states last year. Idaho lawmakers have rejected gun restrictions in the past, saying they violate the Second Amendment. While Idaho has some of the loosest gun laws in the country, Wintrow notes a survey that finds 2 out of 3 Idaho citizens support keeping firearms out of the hands of domestic abusers. She says this bill isn't an attempt to infringe on people's rights to own a gun.
I think sometimes we're not hearing that word convicted. In order to lose your rights, you have to be convicted. And up until that time, all your rights are afforded.
Wintrow expects a full hearing on the bill in the next few weeks, where some of the survivors of domestic violence and children of domestic homicide will share their stories. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Danny Hayes.